From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As the Easter period draws to a close, it is proper to consider the place of holidays in the life of the Australian community. It seems that what used to be religious commemorations are now primarily secular vacations from the routine of daily life. Yes, it's a great time for people to share time with family and friends, but as we look around, there are more people who are living a solo life. How many, I wonder, in your local club? With the almost universal adoption of seven-day retail trading and people trying to find the life of Riley, are we catering for our fellow amateurs with the historic practices that we mostly have? Then there are the fortunate souls who get to enjoy extended periods of leave from education, who feel the need to engage in a change after the time of parties and plum pudding. What I feel is that when the numbers are high enough, is there any reason for clubs to not maintain a rolling schedule of activities throughout the year? Is there any reason not to run training and open the club station for use and allow the facilities to be used daily rather than just on meeting days? Okay, this will be open to local needs, but really, how much needs to be done to make the club a welcoming part of local life? I can't answer that question, but I'm sure that if people put their minds to it, a lot of things can be opened up instead of just following the routine year after year. Just like I've thrown out the challenge to spark activity in the recruitment and development of amateur radio, I'm throwing out the challenge to restructure activities in line with modern practices in the wider community. It's open to us all to take part in modernising the attitudes and the image that hams have in the wider community. Yes, it's very true that we are individuals and we have different backgrounds and skill sets. But if we cooperate, form teams, we could take the ideas and pull them into a new focus for the hobby. Too often we have seen and heard the great self-appointed warriors put down ideas and see it on the internet and social media as well as in meetings. This is not in keeping with the amateur's code that sets standards for us to achieve. So after the buns and chocolate of memories and before we settle into an afternoon nap, can we take the opportunity to think over some of these issues and look for things that would make our hobby better? I'm Jeff Emery and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Redfest has arrived. 9 a.m. next Saturday, 6th of April, at St Michael's College, Abbey Place, Caboolture. Redfest is definitely the place to be in southeast Queensland next Saturday, with 40 tables of sellers showcasing a range of pre-loved and brand new goodies for the avid ham. You won't leave disappointed. You won't have to look hard to find things like a couple of fully functional FL2100 amps and two Yaesu MP1000s, operational but needing TLC. Don't forget our spotlight on the ladies this year with three special focus sellers, the display for Malara, and of course the cafe. Doug has the barbecue heating up already with anticipation of cooking his famous bacon and egg rolls. The Brisbane VHF group will be doing those tech talks demonstrating the all-new ICOM IC905 and explaining the mysteries of microwave propagation. There will be half-hourly lucky door prizes, minor raffle draw prizes, and the major prize of the ICOM ID5100A. Tickets are only $5, available on the day. The fine food is available from 8 a.m. and the sales start at 9 a.m. Entry is only $5. Check out the club website for more details, redcliffradioclub.org.au. See you Saturday the 6th of April at Redfest 2024.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.